Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, what if your home's title, which is the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, that's called home title theft, and criminals all over the world can find your home's title online, and then they'll forge your signature, they'll take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, how do you know some criminal's not taking over the title to your home? You can find out with sign up at HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.
Do you want President Biden to run again in 2024?
No, I've been very clear. I'd like to see a generational change.
Should Joe Biden run again in 2024?
I think that should be a decision made by Joe Biden. And that's, it's not a matter of anyone's choice other than his.
Let me start off with two words. Made in America. Made in America. And that's not hyperbole. I'm not joking about that, as you know.
Think the IRS should have guns while they take yours away? Vote for your rights.
You cannot control us.
Get out and vote November 8th. Only 27 days until Election Day.
Yeah, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song.
New Sean Hannity Show. More behind-the-scenes information on breaking news and more bold, inspired solutions for America.
Leonard Skinner, Simple Man, that means only one thing on this radio program. That is all things Simple Man, self-proclaimed. Anyway, Bill O'Reilly, all things O'Reilly at BillO'Reilly.com, including his new best-selling book, Killing the Legends, The Lethal Danger of Celebrity. Latest New York Times number one bestseller. Congratulations, sir. Welcome back.
It didn't hit number one yet, Hannity. You know me. I'm a full disclosure guy, but it's close.
Well, what number were you?
I think we're 2.5, something like that.
By the way, if you're a conservative, you have to get number one, you have to sell three times the amount of books.
You know what kept me off number one? Trump. So Trump gives his three interviews to this Maggie Haberman.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
All right, I got to talk. Let's talk about something more important. We are 27 days out of an election, and I want to rapidly, I'm going to need your cooperation to do this. I want to go through the Senate races, and I want to talk about these Senate candidates, and I want to get your thoughts on where you think and your predictions, where you think these races are going. We'll start in Florida. I think Marco Rubio, he's up by 7 in the latest poll. Not much to talk about there. Agreed?
Yeah, Florida will go Republican because of the hurricane, and the response was very organized and effective, and that wipes out all the Democratic candidates on the whole ticket. So Republicans win every race in Florida.
All right, so these allegations come out in Georgia about Herschel Walker that he is alleged to have paid for an abortion. He says he did not. He's been adamant in his denial. He made the denial, the first one, to me. On Hannity, the TV show. Very interesting developments. They've been dropping the kitchen sink on Herschel Walker. And two polls came out yesterday.
One has, the Emerson poll has him down 2. Trafalgar has him down 1.5. Kemp is up big. And now we're getting all this information on Warnock. I mean, we have the tape of Warnock's wife accusing him of in 2020 of trying to run her over during a domestic dispute. I'll play it if you want to hear it.
No, we've got. I'll trust you. Look,
Hang on. But there's other. But then he's got this whole other.
I know
other...
about it all. I watch your show. I know what's going on. The thing about it.
I don't need your stupid question, Hannity. Go ahead.
The thing about in Georgia is that the Atlanta Journal-Constitution poll, which is skewed left, has Walker only 3 points behind. That's margin of error. So what my assessment is in the Peach State is that people aren't happy with all of this personal stuff with Herschel Walker. They're not happy with him. However, their economic circumstance is so dire, working class folks in Georgia, that they cannot vote for a progressive leftist like Warnock. So I think Walker still has a chance, and I myself am giving him due process, innocent until proven guilty, which
same
every
here.
Good American should.
By the way, but we know these things about Warnock. All of a sudden now, this is now making its way into the bloodstream, the political bloodstream, and people are now becoming aware. They didn't know that Warnock was cited by a court for not paying child support. They hadn't heard the tape of his wife the day that he tried to run her over and ran over her foot, and she's on a police body cam. I don't know why he wasn't arrested. Now they're finding out he was arrested for obstructing justice as it relates to child abuse allegations at a camp he was running. He was arrested for that. And then allegations that some church properties are throwing people out for missing $28 on their rent, which, you know, was a little shocking. Herschel Walker said he'd make up the money for people if they were in trouble. So it's interesting dynamic. So I think there's a whole new narrative here about Warnock that nobody seemed to pick up until we did.
Well, that may be true. I don't know how any human being could vote for Warnock.
All right, let's keep going because we got a lot of races. You agree with me, Tim Scott's a lock, right?
Oh, yeah. South Carolina?
Yeah. John Kennedy in Louisiana is a lock. You agree there?
Yep.
Rand Paul, Kentucky?
Yep.
Okay, now let's move to North Carolina. We have Ted Budd, good candidate. Polls have had him up by 3, then 2. It's a tight race. It seems that North Carolina's leaned more purple than in past years, but clearly Bud has an advantage. I think he's going to pull it out. That's my guess. What's yours?
Yeah, it's the same situation as in Georgia. Most voters in North Carolina are working people, and they're getting hurt. So when it comes down to it, the Republicans are far more motivated to vote for Bud than the Democrats are. I think a lot of Democrats are going to stay home, and that does not show up in the polling.
Well, I agree with that. All right, so now let's move. There's an interesting dynamic in the state of New Hampshire, Bill O'Reilly, and you have Senator Hassan, who has, I think, one of the weakest candidates for the Democrats up for re-election, and she's running up against a heavily decorated 33-year vet, 2 Purple Hearts, medals of valor, et cetera, on the name of General Bolduc is his name. He, according to Trafalgar, is within the margin of error in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
And at the top of the ticket, you've got Governor Sununu, who's very popular.
Sununu will win by a landslide up there. And what's interesting about New Hampshire is that tens of millions of dollars from out of state has come into the Hassan campaign to marginalize Bolduc. And I know New Hampshire pretty well. I don't think independent voters, and there are a lot of them there, are going to be real pleased with Hollywood sending giant checks in to attack personally a Republican candidate. That could tip it. But I think Hassan might squeak it out.
Now we go to the very important state of Pennsylvania. Dr. Oz started this race out down by double digits. It's now a dead even race. And with all the momentum, I would argue, with Dr. Oz, because number one, obviously, the stroke has taken a big toll on John Fetterman. And I, by the way, I wish him the best of health. That is sincere. You saw the interview last night on MSDNC, and you even heard the interviewer say he didn't seem to understand a general conversation before the debate, that before the interview. That was interesting.
They had to have a monitor set up, a teleprompter set up, so he could read the questions because he couldn't understand them verbally. So you're dealing with an incapacitated man. And again, it's all about Philadelphia for this race. If you take the
and team, by the way, Philadelphia is on par now for a record year in terms of violent crime and murder.
But they reelected the guy Krasner. That shows you how crazy these voters are.
So then here's my argument. If the people of Pennsylvania learn that he wants a moratorium on fracking, an $80 billion industry, no restrictions at all on abortion, that he's released convicted murderer after convicted murderer, wants to empty half the prison cells in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I know. It's insane.
Is it possible? I would say now, I believe, the odds have moved in Oz's favor, but it's still very close.
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay, we agree on that. Ron Johnson in Wisconsin, okay. He's now up by 9, real clear politics average. He's going to win.
Right.
J.D. Vance, I don't see that he's going to have much of a problem against Tim Ryan. Your thoughts there?
Well, the gubernatorial candidate will carry him over, but I think he'll underperform. But, you know, Ohio is...
Underperform, yeah.
Yes. Ohio is becoming a more and more red state. It's getting more and more conservative. And again, it's because folks can't get financially solvent.
You know, all right, let's keep going then. I agree with all of your analogy. By the way, you're really on your best behavior today. I'm very proud of you.
Well, that'll end soon, Hannity.
It'll end with the book Killing Hannity. Okay. So Adam Laxalt, I think, is going to win probably easily in Nevada for the same reasons you've been stating. Are we in agreement on that?
Yeah, but I'm a little bit worried about the unions out there because they control the Vegas vote, which obviously is by far the largest. And the unions are aggressively going against Laxalt, aggressively.
Actually, he picked up a couple of unions that nobody anticipated, including police unions. And some of the culinary unions, I understand, are staying out of it because they're unhappy.
But there's a lot of out-of-state money going in there, just like New Hampshire. Sure. I think Laxalt will win, though. I think he will win.
Okay, now let's go. We got Carrie Lake running for governor of Arizona and Blake Masters. Now, Carrie Lake is up by 4.
She was on your radio show yesterday.
Yes, sir.
And her candidate, her opponent, I mean, come on. You don't debate. You don't have any position on the border. So if Carrie Lake doesn't win, I'll be stunned. But Kelly is
But Blake Masters has a problem. He's got a libertarian that's drawing votes away from him.
Yeah.
There's a poll out today. I got a heads up. It'll be released about 6 o'clock tonight. That'll show Blake Masters down 4.
I think Kelly will win that race because Kelly is personally popular, as is his wife who was shot. That narrative, and Kelly, I think he, Masters beat him in the debate from the clips that I saw. But, you know, Arizona's changing. Arizona's changing, and I think Kelly will win that race.
Unfortunately, I would say advantage Kelly at this moment. If there are more debates, I think Blake Masters can close, but I don't know. Interesting in race out in the state of Washington. Who would think we're talking about Patty Murray?
Patty Murray, oh.
And you have Tiffany Smiley within the margin of error.
Yeah.
Is that a possible upset?
I think so, because Seattle is so chaotic. King County dominates the state. And the crime and anarchy is so out of control in a beautiful city of Seattle that if you're an independent voter in Washington state, how can you continue to vote for progressive leftists? It's right in front of your face. So I think that might be the upset of the night.
What about Lee Zeldin? Does he have a chance? He's within a point and a half, Bill, in New York.
Yes, he does.
I agree.
And that would be the shocker of November 8th. Zeldin could beat Hochul. Hochul is so bad.
So bad. So, okay. And by the way, her answer to record violent crime in all parts of the state. I don't know if you heard about the guy that was threatening his wife and family They let him out of jail after he had attacked his wife, and he came back and he murdered her because of the no bail laws. And Kathy Hochul's answer is to go on a listening tour around the state about guns, not to repeal the no bail law insanity. So, Bill O'Reilly, this may be a record day. We agree pretty much on everything.
Yeah, I'm not sure about New Hampshire. I think that Hassan will pull that out. That's the only, you know, disagreement thing. But I want to give you one more thing about Hochul. Do we have time for it?
Yep.
Okay, so Hochul, his twin 16-year-old daughters, as probably everybody knows, are in the house, and these two gang members are shooting at each other on their front lawn. On their front lawn in Shirley, Suffolk County, which is Beaver Cleaver land, okay? So what is number one, Hochul doesn't even call Zeldin to say, oh, I'm glad your family is. It doesn't even do that, and issues a statement. And the statement says, this just shows that we have to work together to get the guns out of the hands of criminals. Doesn't say we have to put gun-wielding criminals in prison. No. We've got to get the guns away, off the streets. Not the criminals off the streets. No. They can stay on the streets. You just have to get the guns. It shows the mentality. This woman is so brainwashed by the far left. It's like somebody, you know, an adherent of Mao Zedong. I mean, this is how brainwashed she is. You're never going to get a problem solved in New York. You're never going to get the state improving in any way if she gets another 4 years. And that's why I think Zeldin could win.
All right, quick break. More with Simple Man, Bill O'Reilly, all things O'Reilly, BillO'Reilly.com, including his new book, Killing the Legends, as we continue. Look, I always appreciate hearing from you when it comes to our show sponsors. I got a great story to share with you about American financing. One of our listeners just accessed his home equity to pay off his credit card debt. American financing was able to save him $700 a month. And by the way, this guy's also going to pay off his home in 15 years instead of 30 years. I mean, those monthly savings, the shorter term, the ability to get out of debt, this is why I've been begging you to take into account your entire financial picture, equity in your home, possible refinancing, debt consolidation. You need to talk to the pros at AmericanFinancing.net. No obligation, no cost whatsoever. And see if they can save you money, especially in these tough economic times. Anyway, their pros are standing by for your call, 866-615-9200. That's 866-615-9200. On the web, it's AmericanFinancing.net.
American Financing, NMLS, 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
All right, Bill O'Reilly is with us. All things O'Reilly at BillO'Reilly.com. Would Bill O'Reilly ever run for office?
No, because I have a higher calling, Hannity. I have to watch everybody.
I
have to watch you. I have to watch Trump. I have to watch Hillary Clinton. That's a higher calling. So I can't get in and you know, and nobody would vote for me anyway. I'm way too obnoxious. I ran on the obnoxious ticket, maybe I would win.
There's actually some truth to that. I mean, you're really opening up in your older years. I got to tell you, you're getting.
But you know, secretly I'm charming. It's just that my public persona is obnoxious.
Yeah, but by the way, you earned every bit of that public persona. You worked hard at it, so you absolutely earned it. And God forbid somebody think Bill O'Reilly actually pets puppies and has a Twitter account for this stupid dog of his.
Well, I hope everybody gets Killing the Legends, Hannity. It's always fun talking with you, and we'll see you next week.
Bill O'Reilly, all things O'Reilly, BillO'Reilly.com.
All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
800-941-SEAN, our number. We'll get to your calls when we come back.
Exposing the Pelosi party's chaos and corruption all day, every day. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
25 to the top of the hour, 800-941-SEAN. If you want to be a part of the program, we're just talking about this with Bill O'Reilly. You know, you would think after 10 days of nonstop negative attacks against Herschel Walker that, okay, the new polls are going to show that he's down significantly. Just the opposite occurred. Within 1.5 points with Trafalgar, within 2 points of Emerson. And now he's going on offense. And Herschel Walker, apparently one of these PACs, released an ad with a body cam footage of Warnock's, his opponent's ex-wife after a domestic dispute, saying on camera that, yeah, he tried to run me over.
And he just starts backing the car up. I just can't believe he would run me over. But I've tried to keep the way that he acts under wraps for a long time, and today he crossed the line. So that is what is going on here, and he's a great actor. He is phenomenal at putting on a really good show.
Wow. Pretty explosive allegations on top of the fact that he's been accused of not paying child support. One has to ask the question, Linda, my understanding is if police are called for a domestic dispute and there's an allegation of any type of violence, isn't it standard operating procedure that the person accused of the violence is usually taken into custody?
Yeah, pretty much every time, just to
pretty much
sure.
Every time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now they might look and see if there's any marks, but that's not the point here. She's saying he tried to run her over with the car.
So now, there's also, I have to look at it, but there's also another thing they can do where they can tell the person to leave the premises. But typically they'll say, please come down to the station for questioning. But they always separate the parties.
Oh, I mean, it's very bizarre. We really need an answer on that particular question. And then, of course, we know that Raphael Warnock was arrested for obstruction of justice in relation to charges of child abuse at a camp that he ran. He was arrested for that. And in fact, they did find 5 instances of child abuse that occurred at his camp. And nobody's been talking about any of this in Georgia.
Why don't people care about the kids? That's the thing I don't understand. Like, if Herschel Walker ran a camp and that came out, it would be everywhere. And I just don't understand why they don't care enough about the kids to get past our party politics. Like, you really want to have this guy back in office? Like, has he not shown you what he's really about?
How come it always takes us to bring these things out? Why is it this information was readily available for media in Georgia, in a market like Atlanta, with the AJC in town? It seems, but again, the media is one-sided. And
you know, I will say, though, I just had this conversation the other day with somebody who runs a PAC, and they were telling me that the biggest obstacle they have with every single Republican candidate across the country is the threats that are being placed on the people that would contribute to those PACs and to Republican candidates by the larger companies that sort of make things go, if you will, in their said states. So I'm afraid to speak out because I won't get my deliveries. I won't get my workers. I won't get my funding. I won't get my permits. Whatever it is, whatever the retribution is for standing up and doing what's right, these small businesses and these business owners are afraid to do it. I mean, I think that's pretty telling.
Let's get to our phones. Chris is in Pennsylvania. Chris, how are you? Glad you called. Thanks for checking in.
Thank you for taking my call, Sean. I'll go through it quickly. Last spring, before the Republican primary, and I felt we had four out of five candidates were great. But I voted for Dr. Oz because I listened to you and Donald Trump that he would be the best candidate to beat Fetterman. My question is, with people going to the gas pump, people paying for their groceries, how things are so horribly high and cost of living is so high, why is there even numbers? I don't understand. Dr. Oz should be wiping the floor with Fetterman, and I don't understand.
You got to understand two things. Pennsylvania is always going to be a hard state for Republicans to win a statewide race. It just is what it is. It's it's a state where big urban areas like Philly and Pittsburgh tend to lean very solidly blue. And all of those votes, high concentration of votes, have to be offset around the largest geographic part of Pennsylvania, which is all red. And and so I think what Dr. Oz has done very successfully, and it's taken, it's been a very, very heavy lift, is I think most people knew nothing about John Fetterman. They don't know he's voting to release convicted murderer after convicted murderer. They don't know that he wants to open up the prisons in Pennsylvania. They don't know that he supports sanctuary state status for Pennsylvania. They don't know that he called for a moratorium on fracking in Pennsylvania. They don't know that he supports no restrictions on abortion at all, meaning you can have an abortion up to the moment of birth. They don't know about the incident where he chased an innocent African-American jogger down the street and shoved a shotgun in this poor guy's face and held him captive till the police came, which is illegal. The guy had done nothing wrong. So they don't know that this guy never worked a real job in his life. He likes to portray himself as, you know, the tough working man with his hoodie. And yet he's a trust fund brat that lived off mommy and daddy his entire life. And then he has all these homes that he acquired. Nobody knows where he got the money for them. His personal home he got as he bought from his sister for a dollar. And then he doesn't pay taxes on the homes that he owns in Braddock, but yet he wants to raise everyone else's taxes. So the message is slowly gotten out there, but it's certainly not coming from the Philly Inquirer. I mean, Selena Zito's done a great job. Talk radio's done a good job. We've done a good job. And Oz is running around the state like a chicken without a head, begging everybody to vote for him.
Well, I thought the Philadelphia Inquirer came out endorsing Oz, and the only reason for that was because of Fetterman's health. They feel that he is not healthy to withstand this job of the Senate, and he would not last 6 years. And the same for the Pittsburgh Gazette. They endorsed Oz.
Correct. By the way, that never happens. Listen, I think it's taken Oz to come back from double digits. He also came out of a brutal primary. I mean, him and Dave McCormick and Kathy Burnett and, you know, I mean, it was a brutal primary. It was like, you know, $100 million spent on that primary, and a lot of it was dumped on Dr. Oz. You know, now it's interesting. Everybody everybody that was running in the primary supporting Dr. Oz. I don't think we've seen the last of Dave McCormick. I've gotten to know him. I actually like him. Joe Bartos, I like a lot. I know Kathy Barnett doesn't like me, but, you know, she needs to clean up her social media and be able to, you know, walk back some things she said over the years, because I thought that made her unelectable. And I tell the truth on this program, but I like her, even though she hates me. It wasn't personal. It was just I saw no path for her to win. And if I did, I certainly would have looked at her candidacy. Anyway, let's keep our eye on it, Chris. Tell everybody you know, because it's all hands on deck. That's for sure. Chris is in Michigan. Hey, Chris, how are you? Glad you checked in. Glad you called today.
Hi, Sean. Thanks for taking my call. This also is related to crime. As you know, we're in Michigan. We're not untouched by it either, and we have a hard-fought race here. And when I hear our vice president, and I say that term loosely, talk this week about humanity and the policies that they're putting in place to treat these illegal immigrants as humane as possible, and yet I hear the story about the people that were slain in Las Vegas, and I'm haunted by that story. I mean, these are American people who were stabbed in the streets by an illegal immigrant. And I just, when we say they have blood on their hands, it's so true. And it's just infuriating for all of us who see what's happening. And I'm a nurse, you know, the fentanyl drug problem. We worry about our youth. And they just have blood on their hands. And I don't know how can we not forget these people? These are people.
I will tell you, all of this is on the ballot. A 41-year high of inflation, record high gas prices, wide open borders. A record set already, and we still have a full quarter to go till the end of the year. Over 2 million that we know of illegal immigrants Joe let into the country, offers them preferential treatment. Also, the rest of the border is now not secure because all of the human resources are used towards the migrant caravans and illegal immigrants. So drug cartels are bringing more fentanyl, more opioids across the border, and our kids are dying. Yes, yeah. In that sense, those politicians absolutely have blood on their hands because they're not stopping it. And the same thing goes for no bail laws, this defund, dismantle. We know how to stop crime. It's called policing. And then not letting police do their job. And as a result, we have record high murders in big cities and towns all across the country. Interestingly, the majority of the violence by over 50%, it's higher in blue states. That shouldn't surprise anybody. And it's much safer in red states. So that's kind of sad. But I will tell you, this is your opportunity. 27 days. I can't convey the urgency enough over these airwaves on how important this election is. It is vital that all of you send a message and fire these people. They deserve to get fired for the things that they've done, for the damage that they've caused. And we can't allow it to continue if we love this country for the sake of our kids and our grandkids. Everybody get out and vote, and vote with passion. It matters. Anyway, I appreciate the call. You get me worked up, Chris. Listen, another data breach to tell you about. Several weeks ago, American Airlines discovered a data breach that exposed sensitive personal information of an undisclosed number of their customers. The information was accessed through breached employee mail accounts and could include customers' names and passports and driver's license information, medical information. This is what I mean when I warn you every day all of us are putting our personal information at risk on the internet. LifeLock.com by Norton sees all the threats we will miss on our own. If, in fact, your information is compromised, you'll get an alert. If your identity is stolen and you're a victim, you will get a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist to fix it for you. It's a low annual rate, and you can save an additional 25% off your first year with the promo code Hannity when you call 1-800-LIFELOCK or just simply go to LifeLock.com. Protect your name, reputation, your finances, your credit score. 1-800-LIFELOCK, LifeLock.com, promo code Hannity to save an additional 25%. All right, quick break, right back to the phones. Toll free, it's 800-941-SHAWN. You want to be a part of the program as we continue. All right, back to our busy telephones. Let's say hi to Carla, Massachusetts. Next, Sean Hannity Show. Hey, Carla, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
Thank you for taking my call. I am calling about the whole Green Deal and the energy. And, I mean, I could talk to you about so many things because this all infuriates me. But one thing I really think of quite often when you talk about it and when others talk about it, when I talk about it, is, you know, we all live on the same planet. And I find it really hard to wrap my head around the fact that why can't we produce our own energy right here, but other countries on the same planet we all live on that they're claiming they want to save and preserve, they're destroying it and they're ruining it by producing energy and drilling.
They don't care about the environment the way we do. We do it cleaner. We do it cheaper. We do it faster. And we create high-paying career jobs. It lessens our national security vulnerability by many-fold, not relying on foreign sources of energy. And we could become, you know, you talk about energy wealthy nations. They're wealthy because they tap their resources. We could be the richest country on the face of the earth, pay down our debt, and maybe even get to a point where the American taxpayers benefit financially from the wealth that would be created if we were to sell these natural resources. It's sad that we don't.
And be able to possibly help others as well. I mean, they claim they want to help people. That is such a crock. I mean, it infuriates me. This whole mess that this country's in right now is so upsetting. So upsetting.
It really is.
It's so contradictory.
But the thing is, all of it was preventable. You didn't have to have wide open borders. They were secure. You didn't have to beg. Saudi Arabia, we just found out from the Daily Mail today that the Biden administration was begging the Saudis to wait until after the midterms to cut oil production. I told you, releasing the strategic petroleum reserves was a Band-Aid, and it compromised our national security. after being told no by the Saudis and OPEC repeatedly. Then they said, can you just cut production after the election so we don't get killed in the elections? What a disgrace. We don't need to be begging the Saudis, begging Venezuela, begging the Iranians, begging OPEC. We have more resources than they do. They must think we are so stupid. And in a sense, our politicians are that stupid. These new Green Deal radical socialists have unilaterally disarmed this country by cutting off all domestic production of the lifeblood of the world's economy. It has put us at a decided disadvantage in every imaginable way, and Americans are suffering because of their idiocy and their stupidity, and they don't even have technology to replace it. It's a national disgrace. It really is. It's so sad, so preventable. I don't know. I get mad thinking about it. Look, take that anger, take that righteous indignation into the voting booth in 27 days, or if you're voting early. I have no problems with people voting early. Republicans have got to get over it. If that's the system, it's not my system. I would prefer same-day voting, paper ballots, and end this nonsense with partisan observers up close watching the count start to finish. You know, make exceptions for the elderly, sickly, and maybe people that are out of town for absentee ballots. But short of that, make it a national holiday. Let everybody vote, fill out their paper ballot, move on. Then we can have the results at the end of the night. Instead of this, you know, with this law here in this state and this law here in that state, it's getting crazy. Quick break, right back. We'll continue.
Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have supported our nation's heroes and their families ever since. Heroes like Marine Corps Sergeant Adam Mayo. Now, Mayo served our nation for over 7 years before he was catastrophically injured during training. Now, he was left paralyzed from the chest down, severely limiting his ability to move around his home independently. Now, Tunnel to Towers paid for Sergeant Mayo's mortgage, and that removed that financial burden from him and his family. The foundation gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his very specific needs and injuries. And Tunnel to Towers has already come to the aid of so many heroes and their families by providing mortgage-free homes. They can only do it with your generosity. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget. We hope you'll join all of us here at Team Hannity. Go to their website, commit to $11 a month. Go to the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.